Hello there, Creative Stoic. So this is a podcast where we talk all about creativity and stoicism. I haven't been uploading in the last couple of weeks, and that's because I've been working on something that I'm super excited to announce. I mean, it's still in the making, so don't get too excited. But yeah, I'm back and making YouTube videos, right? This is something that I've been doing for like 10 years, kind of on and off. I love making YouTube videos. I started filmmaking. That is kind of like my main output of creativity. So I'm super excited for that. If you like updates on it, like, you know, feel free to contact me if you have any particular requests on videos that you would like to, you know, you would like me to make. That'd be awesome. Most of what I'm doing right now is kind of teaching people how to make content online, how to video edit. It's the things that I'm passionate about, things that I believe I'm good at. So if you have anything, you know, if you're interested, aligned with that, that'd be super awesome. I mean, I also would love to explore Stoic philosophy, which is, as you can probably tell by this podcast, a big passion of mine, something that I love teaching. It's very essential for me to include that within the content that I do, to kind of like teach the mindset needed to create good stuff and to have the, you know, to be just in the right mindset to do things. So yeah, with that being said, today I just want to announce real quick a little video that I uploaded today. It's a screen recording, and it's based on one of my latest passions, which is note-taking, right? Well, it's been for a year. It's something that I've been working on almost every day on developing, and I've talked about it in previous episodes. There's one where I interview one of the creators of a note-taking app called QO Notes, which is in this podcast. I forget the exact number, but you can scroll through it, and it's probably like 20 episodes ago, maybe 15 episodes ago. But yeah, I mean, so what I'm doing right now is actually, I am really going deep into open source software, such as, well, I've gone deep into Vim for the past year, and I've also been lately playing with Emacs. And, you know, if you're a programmer, or if you know, if you ever heard about these things, you probably heard that they're kind of like, again, the rivals, people who like Vim hate Emacs. But yeah, I mean, either way, if you don't know what I'm talking about, this is open source software. It's super, super powerful. It's an amazing way to keep track of your notes as content creators, as thinkers, as philosophers. If you want to keep track of all the resources of good places that you learn things from, if you want to organize your work, if you want to write a book, if you want to, you know, create online courses, make YouTube videos, write a blog, whatever, like, this is such a powerful way to be able to do all of that and way, way more. I mean, you can organize the what I'm doing right now in Emacs is you can organize, you know, a daily schedule, a daily agenda, and with a calendar, you can schedule things, you can do time tracking. These are all things that have been blowing my mind lately. I've been investing so much time into mastering these things. Well, it's not like you ever master them. Like, it takes quite a long time to master it. But I want to make this accessible to non-programmers like me. I mean, I've been going deep into these things for the past year, but I'm not a programmer. And I believe that, you know, a lot of the resources on this program, such as Emacs, they, you know, online is all made for programmers because it's an advanced piece of software. But I want to make it accessible to non-programmers like you and I, because it's such a great way to organize notes, to learn things. Today, I want to just share with you a screen recording that I did on YouTube. You know, it's just me walking through how to set up a simple file just to do something like language learning. So I have another podcast on Tokipona, which is an artificial language, which I use as an example because it only has 120 words. So I set it all up in the screen recording. I mean, I already have like a nice system going on in just, you know, less than an hour, which would take me so much longer in any other application. And it's super powerful. I mean, please check it out. I think you're going to love it. I gave the example of language learning, but this can be applied to anything that you want to learn. So yeah, if you watch the video, I think you'll see the power of it. But yeah, I mean, with that being said, please check it out. I will be back with more podcasts in a couple of weeks. You know, I'm planning a lot of things right now that I think you're going to really enjoy. So it's just taking me a little bit of upfront work to get everything set. But it's going to be super cool. So yeah, I really hope you enjoy this episode. It's just a quick update. Do check out the link. And yeah, I'll see you soon. So hope you have a great week, and memento mori.